In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and one God, Amen. Today is the eighth day of the blessed month of Kiyak. May God begin it in goodness and renew it, for in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 240 AD, the Holy Father, Pope Heraclius, 13th Pope of Alexandria, departed. May his prayers be with us all, Amen. On this day also, Saint Barbara and Juliana were martyred. Barbara was the daughter of a noble man from one of the countries in the East, called the Discourse during the days of Maximinus, the emperor, in the beginning of the third Christian century. Because of his strong love for her, he built for her a tower to live in. The saint always raised up her eyes to the sky from the top of the tower and contemplated the beauty of the sky and what was in it. The sun, the moon, and the stars, she came to the conclusion that they must have an able and wise maker, and that would be none other than the Almighty God who created them. Origen, the scholar, happened to be in this area and was informed of the saint. He went to her and taught her the principles of the Christianity. There were two windows in the bathroom, and she ordered a third one to be opened and a cross to be placed over the water basin. When her father came to see her and saw the changes that were done, he asked her for the reason. She told him, "Don't you know, my father, that with the Holy Trinity everything is complete, and here are three windows in the name of the Holy Trinity. This sign in the cross is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, wherein was the salvation of the whole world. I ask you, O my dear father, to turn away from the wrong way that you are in and worship the God who created you." When her father heard these words, he became angry, drew his sword, and ran after her. She fled, and he ran after her. There was a rock in front of her that split into halves, and she went through. The rock then returned to its earlier state. Her father went around the rock and found her hidden in a cave. He jumped over her like a wolf, seized her and took her to Marcianus, the governor. The governor talked to her kindly, promising her many things. Then he threatened her, but could not take away her love for the Lord Christ. Thereupon he ordered her to be tortured with different kinds of torture. There was a damsel called Juliana who watched Saint Barbara while she was being tortured and wept for her. Juliana saw the Lord Jesus Christ strengthening and comforting Saint Barbara. She was enlightened and believed in the Lord Christ. They cut off her head and that of Saint Barbara, and they both received the crown of martyrdom. Saint Barbara's father perished shortly after, and so did the governor who tortured her. The water of the basin that had the cross over in the tower had the power to heal everyone who washed with it. They placed the bodies of these two saints in the church outside the city of Galatia. Years later, they relocated the body of Saint Barbara in the church in Cairo, which is named after her to this day. Their prayers be with us all, Amen. On this day also was martyrdom of Saint Isai and his sister Tekla. May his blessing be with us, and glory be to God forever. And also in this day, the Saint Abba Samuel, the head of Al Kalamon Monastery, departed. He was born in the city of the Akula, diocese of Masil, from holy parents, and he was their only child. May his prayers be with us all, Amen. And on this day also, the departure of Saint Justus, the monk of Saint Anthony's Monastery, be his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.